Hi, my name is Eben, and I'm playing guitar in Burger Kill.
Hi, my name is Agung, I'm playing guitar in Burger Kill.
I'm the founder of Burger Kill, and Burger Kill have been around since 1995. Indonesia is actually a rich country, but due to massive corruption, the country becomes economically very bad. The people are poor, the food and the basic needs are expensive. The crimes are high, so hard for the artists and the musicians to survive.
Money becomes a super crucial part of everyday life. Money is everything. The situation usually ends up bad. People try everything they can to have money, doesn't matter how.
Back in the day, we had to use our own money just so we could rent the studio for 1 hour.
We had to be very careful using our time. We have to be very efficient spending our time in the studio. We could not afford to spend more money to rent the studio.
As time went by, as we get older, we understand that the biggest reason why this country is poor is due to the massive corruption. The government steals the money. Parliament is also the thief. The police is the gangster. Artists and musicians have to compromise their art quality just to survive.
That's the background why we wrote House of Greed. This song is like a tribute to the government, the parliament, the people who are supposed to make the country better. They steal the money instead. They are so greedy, they don't care about the people who become so poor because of them. They are so evil. This is Burger Kill Fuck You song to the corrupt government.
Same as other parts of the world, digital and internet phenomenon took Indonesia by storm. This digital phenomenon has changed the music industry completely. We were once signed up with the biggest record label in Indonesia. Back then, it seems like that was the only option for the Indonesian musicians to upgrade themselves, to have our album distributed nationally. But when this internet things up, who needs a music broker anymore?
We can promote ourselves, we can sell our album directly, and for our fans, they are so excited to be able to chat in person with the bands that they love. The bad side of digital trend is piracy. In Indonesia, piracy is so bad. Even the police here is taking advantage from piracy. They back up the thieves, almost zero law enforcement for this kind of crime. No wonder this situation make the local music industry suffering very badly. Record labels are dying, record shops are closing, band members are quitting and transforming into corporate slaves. But this is not the end of the world. Digital phenomenon for us has more positive than negative side. Digital has helped bands from the remote areas in Indonesia can have pretty much the same chance with bands from big cities. It's a punk rock. Also, you don't need as much money anymore in producing music. Just find a free software to record your stuff. Record it, upload it, and let the world listen to your stuff.
Digital phenomenon also forced us to be more creative. What to do so the kids can be excited to buy our original stuff? So, make a special package, create an awesome artwork, give them a DVD bonus, and some free beer coaster, and all like that.
We hope this fucking song can become like a wake-up call to those thieves. Who knows, they might realize that they have made the people suffering.
We hope House of Greed can become like an anthem for the kids, to fight the corruption, to fight for justice, to work together in reaching a goal of the new Indonesia. Indonesia without corruption, the wealthy Indonesia, and justice for all.